80s, 90s, TK and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. As you spend time at your house, looking around, thinking about the things that you could do, things that you could do to improve the home. Maybe you're talking about repainting a room or redoing the furniture arrangement, or maybe you want to add a home theater system. That's what's on my list. We've been watching a ton of movies in my living room, and I've decided that as soon as the world opens back up, I need to upgrade our home theater system. And Patterson's Audio and Video is a great place to do that. They'll help you pick out the system that is perfect for you. They'll even get it installed. You can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. When things open back up and we can get back to some sort of normalcy, you can stop by and see them in person across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give them a call today and get that conversation started at 208-678-6997. Last week, I had a chat with Dr. Leah York of Alliance Family Services here in the Magic Valley, and we just chatted about maybe some of the mental impacts that this stay-home order is having on folks. It's trouble for everybody in terms of your social interaction, in terms of finances. There's a ton of people out of work right now. And I think one thing that a lot of people are failing to mention is that, yeah, obviously, COVID-19 is having health effects on those who are diagnosed with the illness. But there's a lot that's happening to those who maybe aren't diagnosed with the illness, but are having to deal with the world in its current state. So I asked Dr. York if we could get back on the air and chat this week a little bit. She said, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. York, for being a part of this and sharing your insight with the Magic Valley.
Of course. I'm so thankful to be a part of this. I love being able to contribute and help people and share knowledge and overall just compassion and kindness. So anyway, I'm glad to be here.
We were talking a little bit before we got on the air about what our topic of conversation will be this week. And I think one thing that is troublesome for a lot of folks in the Magic Valley right now, I know watching our Facebook inbox and watching my email inbox and just looking at my personal social circle, this is hard for grownups. It's hard for moms and dads, but it's especially hard on kids where they've been removed from their school environment, where they're used to going and seeing all of their friends every day and hanging out in the classroom and seeing their teacher every day. What do you think, as parents, we could do to make this whole thing a little easier on the kiddos?
You know, it is true. Kiddos definitely are kind of in this, they're navigating new times as well, and more so relying on parents and adults in their lives to help them through it. And thankfully, we have so many great things like technology that we can utilize to help kiddos. But there's so many things. We are blessed to be in this situation in such a great time in Idaho. I know right now I'm actually sitting on my patio. It's got to be somewhere in the 60s. The sun feels amazing. So get your kids outside. I know I hear constantly from people, I remember when our parents used to push us outside and tell us not to come back until dinner. Yes, the sun, the dirt is so amazing. It not only has health benefits, mental health, physical health, but it keeps kids active and it stimulates creativity. They have to learn to kind of keep themselves busy. Encouraging kids to go outside is a huge one. We can also do things with technology in mind, like Facebook Live with friends, the whole share party people are doing. Set it up with kids' friends, and they can have time to interact and be social and see other kids' faces. Put the computer outside or the tablet or the phone and let kids play outside like they were playing together. Great things like teaching your kids to cook. There's amazing programs on YouTube and different classes you can do, arts and crafts, use things around the home. You don't have to go out and buy a bunch of things. There are some pretty endless possibilities with what we can do.
It's been especially tricky for me and my house because my son is an only child. And every Tuesday, we typically get together with a couple of other families who to us are more like family than they are friends. But both families also have an only child. And so the three boys have kind of become more brothers than they have been friends. And now that we're a month into the self-isolation thing and the postponement of schools and classes and things like that, the boys are missing each other. And so that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to encourage them to get on Zoom and have kind of a virtual Friends Day and to use Facebook Live and to connect with each other on Xbox. I think it's probably harder on only kids more so than it is on kids who are at home with siblings or something like that, where, you know, they get that interaction because they have a brother or a sister at home. But like in my son's case and in the case of many, they're really the only kid in their world right now. But yeah, I think it's important to remind them that that's only in a physical sense. And there are plenty of ways where you can still connect with your buddies. You can still connect with your friends. It's just that you can't physically be present.
Definitely. And I think in the case of, you know, kiddos who are the only child, I have a 1-year-old at home right now. So the challenge is real. I get it, on kids and parents for entertainment right now. Implementing schedules is another really great thing. Kids thrive on structure. Parents need structured time to be able to function, especially those of us who are trying to work from home, alternating schedules between parents and caregivers, whoever it may be. You know, set something up for the day, the weekdays, or however you want it to flow, where this time we're going to get up and have breakfast, and then this time to this time we're going to do whatever activity, maybe some schoolwork, and then kids know what to anticipate. That helps them not be nagging at parents constantly, like, what am I doing? What can I do now? What can I do next? What's coming up? They kind of know what to anticipate. It keeps them busy. It keeps their minds and their bodies active. And it really does help parents. I think right now, too, with kiddos who are struggling to keep creative and keep active and not go a little stir crazy, we also have to be mindful as parents, too, to do the same things for ourselves.
That came up earlier this week. I had a chat with your partner in crime, Pete Espill, who is also a mental health professional at Alliance Family Services. And he said the same thing, that structure is so important right now. And obviously, it's going to be modified structure because the kids aren't getting up and getting ready and going to school and saying goodbye to mom and dad and hanging out with the class and the teacher all day and then waiting for mom or dad to come pick them up or riding the bus home. And so obviously, it's modified structure. But he, too, said that having some sort of structure right now is so important, and it's about the best thing that we can do to keep kids on track.
Totally. And not only just for keeping kids on track, keeping ourselves on track and functioning, but, you know, things like sleep and eating, we have to keep it regular. And structure definitely helps maintain those practices so that we all don't get out of whack. Encouraging people, you know, to maintain a schedule or some kind of a routine, but also encouraging people to be flexible. You know, you might be working from home, kids are doing school from home, but we're a little stir crazy. Get out and go for a walk, a run, take dogs out. You know, being outdoors right now, we don't have to be in the home. We can enjoy the sunshine and warm weather. But keeping that schedule and routine really helps all people involved function better. We keep sleep habits better. And it definitely helps us kind of assimilate into this quote unquote new normal that we're maybe looking at heading into and kind of working into. So adapting as much as possible is super helpful right now.
And with the uncertainty of when we get back to returning to normal, whatever the new normal may be, I think weighs on a lot of people. Nobody really knows if this is a few weeks, if we're a few months in. Some predictions say 6 months. And every time you hear a professional, either from the government or the CDC or the Coronavirus Task Force, whoever, get up and speak, it seems like their guesstimate is a little different. And truth be told, I don't think anybody has a magic wand. Nobody knows for sure when we're going to be able to get back to some sort of normalcy. So like we did last week, I think it's important to remind everybody that feeling a little off, feeling sad, feeling these feelings of confusion and uncertainty, there's nothing about that that should make anybody feel guilty. That is totally normal.
It is totally normal. You know, we definitely, if you look back, we get so used to things. So that normalcy is just comfort and complacency. We're used to things that we do. We're used to the schedules and routines we've had for years. So this is a new territory that we're navigating, which brings uncertainty. And uncertainty can bring fear and anxiety and nervousness and worry and dread, but it doesn't have to. there's nothing preventing anyone right now from living a happy, healthy life. But what we're going to have to do now is be creative in how we're going to do that. And right now, I think it's important to encourage people to take the time to really maybe focus on, you know what, I have the extra time that when I was working 40 to 60, 70 hours a week, I always wished for. I wished to have more kids time with my kids and time at home and time to do things. So take advantage of it. Engage yourself in something that you've always wanted to do or wished you had more time to do. Put that time toward your kids and teaching them really important life lessons, how to be social, how to do things around the house and for themselves, teaching them new skills. It is a new territory that we're navigating, but it doesn't have to be scary. We just have to rely on each other for that support. Totally remind yourself all the time, it's okay to feel this way, but how can I make it work? How can I get through it and get better? Sometimes that means leaning on people for support, people in your family, your friends, social circles, maybe professionals. There are tons of people that I see online every day, on TV, on the radio, wherever it may be, that are willing to help. So don't hesitate to reach out if you need a little extra support or you need some ideas. That is what we are all here for. We are all here for each other right now.
And on that note, you, along with several other mental health professionals throughout the Magic Valley, are here to take your call. You guys, of course, are working through this pandemic because now more than ever, I think it's important that somebody's on the other end of that phone. So, Dr. Leah York, if you would like to drop your phone number out there again and all of that good stuff, in case somebody needs your ear, how do they get a hold of you?
Definitely. I can be reached. You can private message me on Facebook, Instagram. My phone number at the office for Alliance is 208-737-0572. My personal cell phone, 208-948-9500. Do not hesitate to reach out. I put myself out there in full knowledge, knowing that, you know, there are days where I field a lot of calls and spend a lot of time just giving you a little insight, maybe even a little positivity or directing to some resources or helping any way I can. And that is what I'm here to do. All of us are definitely working through this pandemic. We're available and we are dedicated to helping people get through this.
And if you're just tuning in and you missed the first part of this chat, you can get it on demand. It'll post right after the show today at hot100now.com. That's also where I'm going to put Dr. York's phone number. So if you need to get in touch, feel free. And Dr. Leah York, Alliance Family Services, Twin Falls, I thank you so very much for your time. And I would love to chat with you again next week, if that's cool.
I would love it. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Thank you. And have a happy Easter.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.